Gold Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mfundisi Mpofu, linjani?
Ngiyaphila, mnewethu kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila mfundisi, asikaboni lutho. We're just grateful to God for life and also for health.
Amen to that. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Has your day been fine though?
I beg your pardon?
Has your day been fine?
Oh yes. It was a beautiful day. Ngiyabonga. Elokho belunjani?
Ah, nathi sihambe kahle mfundisi, akula lutho. We're just glad that we've had a wonderful day, and more especially that we're going to be discussing very important subject, that of the death of Christ. And of course, we're talking about the life, death and resurrection. Yesterday we talked about his life, and today we're talking about the substitutional death of Jesus Christ, which is the ultimate sacrifice, the most loving, selfless and a beautiful act of, conceivable act towards humanity. And so, John 15:13, it says, greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. And so today we're talking about the death. But first, how was Jesus both God and man at the same time? Seems inconceivable. How was it possible?
That's a wonderful question. Let me first greet the listeners across the globe. Hope I find you well. Now, Jesus was both God and human. Now, if you are to look in the life of Christ, you'll realize that when he came, he had a family. It belongs to a family, in as much as you and I come from a family setup. He had feelings.
Yeah.
And emotions. After walking miles in Nazareth, Jerusalem, at the end of the day, he would get weary and he would want to rest.
Mm.
That confirming his humanity. And if we go to the book of Matthew, we find him fasting, and Matthew confirms that when Jesus was hungry, the devil came to him. Now, all these prove and confirm that when Jesus came, he took the human form. Going back to our verse that we titled yesterday, which says that the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Now, that was the Word. The Creator is now flesh dwelling in our midst. And then when we tend to look into his divinity, you will find that during his stay here on earth, Christ in his divinity, he passed through the fiercest of the tests that one can ever face. Because many times he was tempted by the devil to use his divine power. Remember when he was in the wilderness, the devil presented an opportunity for him to turn bread into food. He could have fallen for that, but he sustained his human form. And then we go to Gethsemane also. He could have changed the scenario, but he decided to remain human, though possessing divine strength.
Mm.
At the same time, you'll find that when Jesus, the name that was given to him, Emmanuel, God with us, it also confirms that God has come in his form to come and dwell in our midst.
Mm.
That is Matthew 1:23. And as he was traversing in Jerusalem, when he came across the demons, you remember when he met Legion,
yeah,
Mark 5,
yeah,
verse 7, the demons even confessed that this one is the Son of God.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what was the reason that he was, you know, murdered?
The reason why he had to die.
Yep, he was murdered, remember? Was he murdered? Let's start there, because it looks like you're not happy with that.
With the term murdered?
Yeah.
No, no. Eventually, the bottom line is he gave up his life, right?
Okay.
He was confirmed dead. Yes.
Mm.
Now.
So what was the cause
Jesus
of death?
Jesus had to die simply because that the glory that I spoke about yesterday, that humanity in the beginning, it's been taken away, right? And now for us to get back that glory, Jesus had to come and to die for us, right? You go to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 53, he will tell you that for our healing, right? Jesus had to be wounded, he had to be murdered, he had to go through all those things that he experienced, the punishment for sin, so that we could be healed of the wound that sin had brought upon us. At the same time, Jesus came here to show humanity and even the whole universe that the value of the law of God is to be estimated by the immense price that he paid by his death. Yes. So for law to remain sacred, for law to remain holy and pure, Jesus had to come and die. Because Satan had said that there was something wrong with the law. So to vindicate his law, Jesus had to come so that he dies and he maintains his secrecy.
Hi, Pastor.
Yes, I'm there.
Oh, okay. Now, I just want to check, is there a reason that he's death, because you know when I said he was murdered, you sounded like very uncomfortable. But is there a reason that his death had to be brutal and ugly? I mean, he was really murdered in a cruel way. Why couldn't he have just maybe you know came and like many of our parents sleep and then don't wake up and they say, well, he died for our sins. He died in his sleep. And then we are happy that he died without anyone being mad at him. And then when he was expected to wake up, he never woke up. And the reason for that is that he was doing it for our sins. I mean, we could have accepted that also instead of the brutal murder that he experienced.
All right. Jesus was murdered, right? Yes. He had to go through such an experience, right? The one of the most brutal and the most agile, right? That is exactly the price of sin. When we go back to the book of Genesis, it was not easy when the first lamb was slain, right? It was not an easy experience for that once holy couple, Adam and Eve, to see the shedding of blood, right? It was not even easy for Abraham when he was given the instruction by God to go and sacrifice his son.
Yeah.
Yes, if you are to follow that story, you will see the pain that Abraham went through from the moment that he was given the instruction, taking everything, going up the mountain, all the way up until the moment he was about to slay his son. It was not even easy for the father to separate with Jesus, right?
Yeah.
But because it was for it was easy for it was what was required needed to go through that channel. If you go back again to the Israel setup, for the ghost of Azazel to be done away with, they called for someone who had their muscles, someone who was very strong, right? Because it was not an easy thing to get rid of sin. So the bottom line is, sin is not a small thing. Sin is a very mighty and heavy thing that calls for brutality. Mm. Yet Jesus lived and died peacefully, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he was not even going to pronounce in his sleep the words that he said just before his death. It is finished. Tetelestai, right? Yes. Now, he had to go through that brutality, and eventually when he laid down his life, right? He said it finished to Satan, telling him that he no longer had access to heaven, and at the same time, his grace had come to an end.
Yeah, quite interesting. Now, you know, some argue that, you know, because it was prophesied that he would rise again in 3 days, really, it was not that big of a sacrifice. I mean, just died on 2 days ago and 3rd day he's awake, and we're making a big hoo-ha about it. And they say, nah, not a big sacrifice, really. What would you say to that?
Right. I believe in prophecy. Actually, the greater part of the Bible is prophecy, right? God in Amos 3, verse 7, he says that I will do nothing without letting my people know through the prophets, right? Now, many prophets, they prophesied about Jesus, right? Abraham, Moses, we can name them, right? Actually, everything that was happening in the Old Testament, some of it was a representation of Jesus. And his death also had to be prophesied. Now, when it came to pass, it showed that for real, we serve a God who is very truthful. So we cannot take light the prophecy of Jesus coming to be born and also dying for us.
Yeah. Now,
in as much as forward to his second coming.
I see. Now, Pastor, I'm going to be having to let you go in a few moments. But before I let you go, here's a question that I need you to address for us. We say that he was God, and I mean, you started with that, and we take that. So, effectively, our God dies. We have a God. We have a God who dies.
You're asking that. Does a God die?
Yes, I mean, what we know is that a God is powerful, a God is in control, a God is, mighty, you know, a God roars like a lion. I mean, a God is so powerful, but that is in charge of everything. And here we are having a God who dies.
All right. Here is a different scenario altogether.
Right.
Yes. Here, he came to planet Earth on a mission.
Right.
He came to planet Earth to take forward the plan of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
By saying take forward or taking this plan of salvation to another level is because even today, that plan is not yet completed.
Right.
Jesus now has ascended to the most holy place, and still he will finish that one the day he comes to take us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had to die. Why? Because of sin, right? The wages of sin is death. Had Jesus not come to die for men, it meant that the human race, because we had fallen into sin, we were now supposed to perish. We were supposed to die and be totally lost, right? But now John 3:16 comes into effect. God so loved the world.
Yeah.
And gave the greatest gift that heaven could give in the form of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, the one who created, right? And by his death, it was not the end, right? But he laid down his life. He actually, he died in human form, right? And if Sister Tam won't allow us to break down everything, but the bottom line is, he had to do it for our good.
Okay.
And so, eventually, he rose again.
So by the time he was dead, there was a vacuum.
By the time he was dead?
By the time he was dead, there was a vacuum.
Yes.
Because he was not there. So effectively, there was a vacuum. There was a space in leadership.
No, not at all. Not at all. The Holy Spirit was there. God the Father was there. Right? So,
yes,
there was no vacuum anywhere. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, that's fine. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. So tomorrow we are talking about his resurrection. But I want to say thank you so much for coming through today and, you know, giving us this conversation, lecturing us on this very important subject. Thank you so much. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you, my brother Nyabo.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.